This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a quote for you. "With the thoughts I'd be thinking, I could be another Lincoln if I only had a brain." The famous lyric is the Scarecrow's song in The Wizard of Oz. The Scarecrow is benevolent. He wants to explain things like why the ocean is near the shore and help people solve the riddle of their lives. And for himself, he wants a brain so he can ease his heart, all full of pain. And to do that, he wants a Lincoln-esque brain. The Scarecrow in The Wizard of Oz is really a Lincoln kind of a guy. Lincoln loved to know how things worked, like how flatboats can get unstuck from a sandbar. He figured that out and is the only president ever to hold a patent with the United States Patent Office for his pontoon boat design for getting off of sandbars. Lincoln liked to know things and how they worked. He gave a lecture on agriculture and how seeds work at the Wisconsin State Fair one year. You can easily imagine him having lots to say at the Common Ground Fair. And nothing, Lincoln once said, made him more angry, just angry as a fit, than when somebody said something that he could not understand. He wanted to know things. Lincoln, as a boy, would pace the cabin at night, racking his brain, trying to figure out something he could only partially understand. He used his brain to know things because he really, really wanted to know things. And Lincoln wanted to help people solve the riddles of their lives, whether it was their legal trouble or their political crisis. And Lincoln had a heart full of pain, and he used his brain to express that, both in policy and law and in poetry. He's probably the best poet president we have ever had. So Lincoln's brain, taking after the purposes of the Scarecrow had for his brain, is a manifestation of his spirit. Now, one of the most difficult things Lincoln ever thought about was what kind of a country were we going to become? That was an urgent problem for him, especially in the last 15 years of his life, because he loved American democracy so much, and because he hated slavery so much. From 1850 to his death in 1865, nothing troubled Lincoln's brain more than that. What was going to happen to American democracy, and what was going to happen to our values of freedom and equality? Such thinking for him took on the intense quality of spiritual practice. For him, the human freedom to govern ourselves and not to be ruled by tyrants and despots was the spiritual calling of America. He thought that America had a gift to give the world, and that made us what he called God's almost chosen people. Almost, he thought. In the last few weeks of his life, Lincoln thought deeply about where America would go after the Civil War was over. Two things had arisen in the surface of Lincoln's mind. One was the elections. His re-election had been the most important election ever held in America, and even in the world. Why? Because it was held on time, constitutionally, even in the midst of a civil war. That had never happened in the world before, an election, a fair election, in the middle of a war-torn country. The other thing that arose in his mind, along with elections, was violence. What would happen to our way of being with each other after all this violence? In those last days, that was what was on his mind. The great American poet Mark Van Doren wrote a play about those days. He wrote the play in 1959 and called it The Last Days of Lincoln, a play in six scenes. On day two of that play, Lincoln says, "One thing that keeps me awake at night, gentlemen, is the fear that the violence of this war has created a violent nation, one nation, and wild at heart. 4 days later, Lincoln's brain would go dark. The consequences of his elections and of elections and violence lingers and still asks of us, maybe with a brain like Lincoln, to be lighted down in honor, even to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, The Spiritual Life of Abraham Lincoln.